Mrs. Earnshaw, aged 87, retired textile worker of Holme Firth, Yorkshire. Recorded by B.R. Dyson, September 1952. Second side.
When you started working, Mrs. Earnshaw, what did you do?
Beasoning. Oh. I was 10 years old when I begun working.
Oh.
10.
Ah.
And I often wonder near when I see children at school, 10 years old, I fear wonder you be go work. I have no recollection of that. I know I didn't want to go, but still I can't be thinking of bigger work. And I didn't go to school till I begun working.
Uh-huh.
They hadn't to do then.
No.
Unless you wanted.
How long did you go to school then?
Well, I went till I was 13. And then I was full time, you know. We used to go to school half a day, milling half a day.
Uh-huh.
I did that. And that's all bit of schooling I had.
Is it?
Mm.
What did they teach you then?
Well,
not so much.
Reading and writing and I don't know what, not much grammar. I couldn't tell what they teached us really, you know.
What did your father do then, Mrs. Sands?
They were a mason.
A mason?
Mm. You also need to walk there, you have to. Where is it? Them waterworks, where is it?
What, Digley?
No. Yeatham.
Yeatham?
We lived the underbank and he'd to walk the underbank to Yeatham, to his work.
I did.
He'd have to get up before 8 o'clock on the morning, you see.
He would.
Where is Yeatham? Up past.
Past Holme Bridge?
Past Lilbury.
Yes, it's some of that way.
Yes.
I don't think ever I've been to Yeatham.
No.
No.
Down in the bottom, below home, I think.
Yes.
Oh, you had a long way to walk. Of course, my mother had 8 children who never a doctor.
Right,
used to get up and do her own market 3 days, and by come look at them near. Mounting a bit.
They do, don't they?
Well, they do, don't they?
Mm.
I had some grumbling this afternoon. They said they had somebody grumbling and saying they didn't have to have this extra money for children, you know.
Oh.
They said, well, them had set to out to have half a dozen. They were talking the street like that. I heard them this afternoon. But they can't please everybody, yeah, they do, can they?
Never can.
No, they do it in the Mark government, wouldn't they, as far as that goes. But the pension, you know, they ought to raise that a bit. It isn't so much, is it?
It isn't.
Well, keeps coming 2p16 for coil, and then there's your rent days. And if you want a new frock or out, you can go pay 3p, and 3p for a period, they think they get it through.
And the pension never goes up?
No. Because that's just as it is. There's your rents and rates and. Well, it's capping what government thinks we to get it through. Because it's every 3 months coil, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
As much to pay as a millionaire.
Mm, it's cold up here.
And same for food.
How much were coal when you were young?
Well, it used to be 6 shilling, I think. I don't know whether a ton or half a ton. It was 6 shilling half a ton.
Mm. Bit of differ.
It won't be rail, that what we call railway coil, you see that?
Mm-hmm.
It used to be low, they called it low. Right up yonder they used to get it.
Oh.